All right. This is your boy DJ Intense. Y'all know what it is. It is about to go down. This is my very first podcast on Anchor podcast station network, if you will. This is awesome. So we're gonna jump right into this, guys. This episode is called Let's Talk DJs. And it's just talking about, you know, the inside workings and of the business and, you know, the things that goes on along with the DJ world and things like that. So we're just going to jump right off into it. My name is DJ Intense. You know, it's I've been on the DJ scene now for about 41 years now. I've been DJing since I started when I was 10 years old. I'm 50 now, going on 51 in April. Don't look my age, but I've been doing it for a very long time. I've been around some greats. I learned from some greats. I don't need to name drop. That's just not important. I don't need to name drop. I've been around some really great DJs, really famous DJs. I've DJed for some famous people, also opened up for a lot of famous people. So I've been around the game for a long, long, long time. First of all, before we can get started, God is always number one. My Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is always number one. Without God, we could do nothing. I recognize them all day, every day, and asking God to further enhance what all of us as DJs are doing, because he gives us the gift to do and the ability to do what it is that he allowed us to do. So let's get that. Let's just go ahead, establish that right now. Before any podcast I do, God gets the glory in everything that I do. So let's go. Okay. So now, the DJ world, we're going to talk about humbleness first. Okay. Humbleness which is pretty much is like, you know, being grateful. You know, when somebody tell you, oh my God, man, you're great. You just done so much, man. You just an awesome, awesome DJ. And you just say, thank you. You know what I mean? A lot of DJs that I know in the business, you know, some of them don't say thank you. They just, you know, yeah, whatever. And they're going about their business, you know, and it's crazy because I'm like, how can you not be humbled? And God has blessed you to do what it is that you do. You know, and DJs just, you know, they get big headed because they traveling all over the world and all over the country. And they making all types of money and they meeting all types of famous people and they just get the big head. But what I noticed, though, is that, you know, same DJs that's not humble. God ends up taking everything that they blessed them with and just take it from them. Then they start back at the bottom. They want to be humble. And sometimes God has to knock you down to bring you right back up. Or, you know what I'm saying, God will send somebody to tell you, you know, hey, man, you know, be humble. Don't act like you all that, because without God, you wouldn't be in the position that you're in, you know. And I want to say, you know, to a lot of DJs out there, my friend from Los Hermanos used to always tell me, Reg, the Bible speaks about not being anxious for nothing, you know, and I wasn't trying to hear him at that time. But, you know, now, you know, I listened to him and I just like, you know what? You're right, man. Don't be anxious for nothing, because it's going to come, because God said the gift that he give us will make room for us. In other words, what God is saying, it's like, look, the gift that I blessed you with, don't even worry about it. Okay. Because when I put you in a position, can't no man take that position from you. And that's exactly what he's talking about. Now you're going to have some enemies. You're going to have some haters. And the Bible says this. God said, I will make your enemies your footstool. Do you even know what a footstool is? Something that you step on. Something that you done walked on dirt. You done probably stepped in dog mess. And I'm going to tell you something right now. A footstool is exactly what you step up on, or whatever you got on your feet, you wipe it off and you keep going. That's what that means. So, you know, humbleness is the key in this business. You know, you show humbleness in this business, you'll go a long, long way. Let's talk about club owners. Club owners, they are, some can be good and some can be bad. Club owners are, the club owners I know, you know, I have some good club owners in my life, and I found out a lot of club owners don't even know what the hell they're doing. You know, they're just there. You know what I'm saying? All they care about is the money they collect at the end of the night. They don't care about the place. You know what I mean? It just, all they care about is the money that they're getting at the end of the night, you know, and, You know, that's some club owners, and you have some club owners that really do care. So pretty much what I'm saying is this, man, it's like, okay, you know, you work, make sure you in this game, you get with a club owner, man, that's have your attentions as well. You know what I mean? What I'm saying is this, you know, you come into a spot to rock his place. Obviously he's trusting you to do that. And club owners, I need to say this, because you hire a DJ does not mean that he needs to get people in your club. That's up to your team, your entertainment director, or whoever you got to promote your club the way you promote it. It's not the DJ's job to promote your damn club. You know, it's his job to promote himself, not your club. Oh, I'm DJ Intense. I'm at such and such a club. That's his job to do that. Most things I know about club owners, well, do you have a following? Do you have this? Or do you have that? What if I didn't have a following? Would you still hire me? You know what I'm saying? You know, you got some club owners, they depend on the DJ to get his club packed. That's not, no. You as a club owner spend the money to advertise on radio and television, now do social media because it's a big platform, and you do what you do. You do not ask the DJ to promote the club for you. Now, if the DJ wants to do it and he cool like that, then so be it. More power to him or her. All she or he has to do is promote the fact that they're at this particular club and playing this particular night. That's it. You do the rest, club owners. That's your job. You get with your team, your media team, your entertainment director. You come up with a marketing strategy or a plan to promote your club for that night. Okay, let's move right along. Let's talk about backbiting. Backbiting pretty much DJs underbidding. That's what I should have put. Underbidding other DJs. If a DJ go into a club and say, okay, man, if a club owner says, okay, I understand you on the radio, this, and this, and that, or whatever the case may be with the DJ is doing, okay, the DJ said decides to charge the owner $500 for the night. And you have another DJ come right after that DJ and say, look, man, I'll do it for half the price. You know what I'm saying? You have DJs out there that's backbiting, talking bad about other DJs, man, like, you know, hiring him, you know, and he ain't this and he ain't that, you dig what I'm saying? You know, I come in and do it for half the price, man, and I got, you know, I can rock your spot. And then club owners, because I don't care, look, rich stay rich by undercutting and not spending money, a lot of money on things. And club owners really don't care. Really, I'm telling y'all, man, club owners really don't care about the DJ, some of them, because they look at us as irreplaceable. They can get another DJ in there. And then club owners, if they see a DJ as hungry, the club owner, they love it because they'll step in and say, okay, man, I'll give you $150. And they see that the club owner is hungry. The DJ is going to be hungry for that and going to take it and going to end up playing 7 to 8 hours in his spot for only $150. Hell no. So DJs, please don't be anxious for nothing, man. Know your worth. Stand your ground. You know, club owners are like sharks. When sharks smell blood, they attack. Club owners see other DJs that's hungry to play, they're going to offer you shit money to play. And you're going to take it because you're so hungry to play. If you've been in the business 10, 15, 20, 30 years, man, trust me, first of all, you need to know your business. You need to know your worth, and you need to market yourself. You know what I'm saying? You need to do something that's going to get to grab the attention of other club owners and make them want you in your spot. Plain and simple. Plain and simple, man. That's how the game works. I've been in the game for a lot of years. And I watched a lot of DJs, man. Do their thing, and no disrespect to them. I've seen it. But what I saw is some DJ, they just did not have that something that that make me say, damn, I want to go out and see him or her. They had no, it was nothing about them that says, I want to go see you again. They playing the hot tunes, doing what they do. But see, it's one thing to play the hot tunes, but you got to have a look about yourself. Sex sells. I don't give a damn what. Sex sells. You got to have some type of look about yourself that make me want to come, or any patron want to come back and look at you. I don't care what club owner tells you, oh man, you know, it's the music, man. Go ahead and play the music. It's about the music. That's a damn lie. It is. I would say 50% is about the music, and the other 50% is how you market yourself. So don't allow no club owners to throw smoke up your ass when they tell you it's just about the music. It's not. That's bullshit. It's not. No, that's not. It's about how you market yourself, the look. When I started, I didn't have a look. But I got a look. When Cisco came out and I had bit from him, with his hair, I had the same hair. And I was a little thinner then. I'm still thin, but I was a little cut then. And I was selling myself as that. And being a dancer, dancing behind the turntables with all this energy, which I still do today. That sold me, because other club owners would come to the club and see me and say, man, can you come over here and play? We need that type of energy from our DJs. You dig? Some patrons are not going to go to the club and just watch you stand there and twist knobs. A lot of the patrons that go will tell you, I don't care. But some of the patrons that I know go to clubs will say, man, look, I look for the DJ to get the energy from that DJ. I get the energy from that DJ, then I'm going to return that energy back to him or her, because I'm feeling what him or her is doing. You dig what I'm saying? So it's always good to market yourself. Know your worth. Don't settle for less. If you've been in the game a long time and you got a lot of clubs and a lot of things you'd have done under your belt, don't go in the club and sell yourself short. And you can make the DJs, the other hungry DJs or the other DJs that have been in the game that want money, you can stop them from backbiting. Because I've seen DJs backbite and I've seen DJs lowball. And I've seen owners trust DJs that's been on the radio and kind of find out they ain't shit. Club owners, man, they look to save money. They ain't trying to really spend a lot of money. Trust me. You understand? They're not trying to do that. So DJs, be humble. Come from around ones that backbite and you know that low balls. Stay around DJs, man, that's doing better and greater things, because 9 times out of 10, that better and greater things is going to trickle down to you. That's my advice to you. Let's move on. Promoters. Again, same thing. Club owners, promoters is pretty much the same thing. Let me tell you something, man. Promoters. I've seen promoters fuck up. Man, they can fuck up a cup of coffee. Promoters get out there. I've seen a promoter. I think it was a couple of years ago. I've seen a promoter does. They had a string of nightclubs, and we all, you know, around in the area, and they were all promoting all these nightclubs where you could play one price for an armed man, and you can go to each club. Okay? Let me tell you something. I've seen promoters fuck up a night. I see the club owner didn't even have a DJ. You know what I'm saying? We end up playing from our box, and no DJ was even present. They didn't know what DJ was going to play at a club. They just didn't know. You got patrons outside, come in, don't see a DJ. They walk right back out. You know, lost money. I've seen promoters fuck up a glass of water. How do you mess up a glass of water? You dig? So my thing is this, promoters. First of all, go to promotion 101. In other words, if you're going to do a night, make sure you have your DJs. Make sure you get the DJs that you know, you understand, that's going to bring a crowd in there. And I guess, you know, on the flip side of that, yeah, if you're doing something like that, it is almost important to know if a DJ has a following. But if you are known already in the business, And you have a great name, and it's always, I'm gonna say this now, it's good to have a great name. If you have a fucked up name in this business, you ain't gonna make no money. Trust me, I've been around the business too long and I've seen it. You got a fucked up name in this business, you're not gonna do shit. If you got a great name, people gonna wanna come to your parties. You know, I got a friend of mine by the name of Bruce Bailey. Every time he throws a party, everybody's coming. Because he has a great name in this business. and he took his name and he's branded his name. And now every time he does something, people are going to come. And he plays great tunes and he's an all around great guy. You dig what I'm saying? So, you know, he did what he had to do. I call him the Charles Hicks. Charles Hicks is a great, a legendary DJ here in Detroit, Michigan. The Charles Hicks of our day. And Charles Hicks, the legend that he is still doing his thing. But I call Bruce the modern day Charles Hicks because every time he does something, people come to his gigs. Bruce has branded himself just like others I know that's doing it. It's always good to brand yourself, DJs. Don't just DJ. Take what you do now, flip it. You understand what I'm saying? And brand yourself. Sell yourself. Get t-shirts, hats, coffee mugs, whatever you need to do to brand yourself. Now you are a brand. If you're a badass DJ, you bad on the decks, that's cool. You can keep doing that for the rest of your life, but you also have to brand yourself. Just like these DJs on TV. One wears a box or different types of masks on top of his head. But they know, the patrons know, when they come to see this particular DJ, they know this is what he's going to have on. He has branded himself. Got it? You know, this is what you have to do in today's world, today's market. In order for you to make that Skrilla, aka money, you have to brand yourself. And once you got a lot of years under your belt, now you can go in and command the money that you want. It's always good to put, you know, and if you're trying to go further and you're going in the studio, start putting some records out. That's how you get to the next level in this game. Plain and simple. You cannot get in this game. You cannot enter this world and think you're just going to, because you're a badass DJ, because that's going to get you to the next level. In some instances, it does. But if you're trying to go overseas and DJ these big top clubs, you got to have some music out there. Because that's what the promoters are going to look for. Where's his music? He got any music? He got stuff out on the internet? Yep, let me listen to it. Okay, bet. It's the name of the game, y'all. You know, so promoters, get your shit together. If you ain't got your DJs lined up, don't promote that party. You got some greedy-ass promoters out there, man. Greedy as hell. Greedy as hell. One incident I seen, I was at a club and promoter, it was a great night. I mean, it was packed. The weather was bad, but it was still packed. It was off the chain. Okay? Now, I ended up DJing that night because they didn't have a DJ. They asked me. I end up turning the shit out. You understand? Doing my thing. So, the promoter of that night, I told him what I wanted. The promoter of that night took off with the money. So now the owner ended up having to pay me out of his pocket, which the owner does not have nothing to do with it because the owner allowed these people to come in and throw that party. So that means the promoter asked me. We made the deal on the amount of monies that's supposed to be paid to me, and he didn't do it. Okay? He walked out with the money. So my owner, feeling bad, gave me the money, and we called the nigga up to see if he gonna honor his word and come by and pay the money. Oh, I'm gonna come by. Yeah, man, I'm gonna do my thing. Yeah, I'm gonna come by. Kept saying it. Never heard from the guy. Okay? Here's my point, DJs. If you are in the club and the promoter hires you, that means the owner does not have to pay you. You get paid by the promoter. Now, this is where contracts come into play. You get that contract and tell that promoter, look, this is a contract saying you're going to pay me X amount of dollars to DJ such and such or whatever the case may be. You are going to pay this. Sign this contract. It's business. It's all business. If that promoter does not pay you in skate, that's okay. You take his ass to small claims court. You get your bread because you're going to win. It's an open and shut case. You're going to win. He's going to end up paying court costs more than what was agreed upon in the contract. So contracts are very important, guys, in this business. If you want to protect yourself, your brand, your everything about what you do, get contracts. Handshakes don't mean shit today. Fuck that. Does not mean shit. Does not mean a fucking thing. It doesn't mean nothing. Handshakes, my man could have wiped his ass and still got shit stains all over it. Doesn't mean nothing. Get contracts. Protect yourself and your brand. This is business. Friendship can kiss a dick. This is friends. This is business. This is business. This is how you eat. This is how you keep your water on. This is how you keep your lights on, your gas. This is how you feed your children, pay your car note, put gas in your car. Make sure your wife or your girl got what she needs. You dig? You got to understand that. This is what it is. This is what this is. Okay? Promoters don't, you got to understand something, y'all. 90% of these promoters don't give a fuck about the DJ. At all. All they care about is making that skrilla, aka money, if you don't know what that means. All they care about is making that money. So, it is what it is. It is what it is. So, you know, I can't stress this enough. DJs, if you're a real DJ, please, whatever you do, don't hang around backbiters. Don't hang around people that talk about other DJs. Because, man, let me tell you something. That's the most depressing shit I've ever been around. I've heard DJs talk about one another. Just like little bitches. Just like girls. Uh-uh, man. Get yourself around them and take yourself to a place, man, to where, you know, if you got to be by yourself. You know what I'm saying? You got to remember, man. If you're around DJs that talk about other DJs, man, these people that want to hire you, I'm telling you, that want to hire you, going to think you are a part of that. And the one thing I don't like is cliques. I cannot stand fucking cliques. They sit there and talk about everybody and anybody, and they still doing the same shit, performing at the same fucking clubs, fighting to get X amount of dollars, you know what I'm saying? And they ain't trying to do shit, and you still have, and you got some DJs that go overseas, you know what I'm saying? And then they come back doing the same shit. Ain't nothing changed. Still talking about people. Still, you know, I mean, it's crazy. But this is the world. This is the DJ world. And I have experienced it. But let me tell you something, though. I've gotten my shit together. I know my worth. And I've branded myself. People know when they come see me, when they come see me, they're not going to see a DJ that's twisting knobs. They come to see a motherfucking show. Period. A motherfucking show. I'm not one of them DJs going to sit up there and play the shit that you want me to play. Kiss my ass. I'm not doing it. Okay? I'm a funky ass DJ. I love house music. I love everything about the genre of deep house. House music, period. You're not going to hear me play the same shit as other DJs do. I'm going to light your motherfucking ass up with some classics. I'm talking about some funk classics from the 70s, 80s, and combine that shit with the newest house shit that's out there. And I'm going to play the shit, mix the shit like no other person is doing it. That's why motherfuckers love what I do. And I'm humble. And I'm not saying I'm the best DJ on the planet. But I'm going to tell you this, not any top name DJ come against me, motherfucker, you're going to work for your money. Because I'm not going to let you skate out of there thinking you're going to come and smash shit. Kiss my ass. You're a damn lot. Not going to happen. Not on my watch. You can suck my ass, nigga. That shit is not going to happen. Flat out. I respect DJs. I respect the DJ culture and the DJ world, and I respect DJs. But because you're a big name, don't think you're going to come in there and smash. Because if I'm opening up for you, I guarantee you 1,000,000%, you're not going to want to come after me. Because I'm going to make you earn your fucking money. You're not going to come in and earn thousands of dollars and this is going to be easy. Now I'm just going to throw a mixed CD in and drink and be married around cats that love me. No, motherfucker, you are going to work. Case in point, I DJ at a well-known club out in Las Vegas, and it was a well-known DJ. Now, EDM wasn't really a genre back then, but he came, and his well-known DJ came in there, man, and I opened up for him. This club had this hell of a sound system. Oh, my God. Now, I'm on 1200s on Dex, using Serato. And let me tell you what that big name DJ said to me. He said, man, I wish I'd have never came after you. He said, because you simply killed it. Killed it. And that was, and I said, man, look, I said, man, blessings. Thank you so much. I said, but hey, look, I told him I was a fan of his and how he do his thing. He said, man, I have never, ever seen a DJ do what you did on some 1200s. And he was on CDJs. This is in 2009, 2010. So, you know, you have to make a mark in this business. You got to make a mark so tough that these patrons going to want to come back and say, damn, every time I DJ for anybody, they are going to get a show. I did a show for a well-known group here where I reside at called Charivari. I was sick as hell at this event. My back, my stomach, my legs, everything hurt. I was coughing up phlegm. I was just sick. Had the flu. And the owners of that particular nightclub took care of me. I kept warm things in my body. You know what I'm saying? But I gave these people a show because they deserved it. Because these people put me, if it wasn't for Charivari, I would be nowhere. Honestly. They opened up doors for me. And I gave them a show. And I'm going to tell you something, man. People was like, man, we knew you were sick, but it was just like you wasn't. You came in there doing a show. So my point is this, man. You know, again, we said I already covered backbiting, promoters, club owners, and stuff like this. Now I'm covering knowing your worth and giving the show. You have to do what it is. If this is what you love to do, you booked, you give these people a show. Period. You give them a show. Give them what they want. Give them what they want. And these people are going to remember you. Now, when I go play a show, everybody already know. Oh, Intense about to come in here and light this bitch up. Y'all might as well get your shoes on, get your wigs tight, put your stockings, make sure your stockings on tight or whatever the fuck you gonna do. Take your shoes off, dust off your crusty ass toes and shit and get ready because it's about to go down. I'm about to give you that fire. I'm not gonna let up. I'm not gonna play a high energy type funky ass set and then calm your ass down. Hell no. I'm gonna keep your ass up there on top of the mountain. And once I get through, then your ass got to figure out how to come down. Flat out. That's how the fuck I get down. That's how I get down. And I know some other DJs that get down just like me. You understand? So, with that being said, this is your boy DJ Intense, y'all. Hey, look here. Shouts out to Charivari. Charivari 2020. Hashtag driven is going down this summer. Big shouts out to all the DJs. Shouts out to my boy out in Florida. Monday Night Mixes. Shout out to Elite DJs. DJ 2 Sheezy, Al Wizzo, Ill Will. You understand? And yours truly. And Dion DTV, Mr. Entertainment himself. WNEN, Power WNEN, Radio and Television Studios. Hey, y'all know what it is. I keep it 100 up in here. Y'all know I do not fuck around. I give it to you raw. This is what I do. This is a podcast that I'm going to have guest DJs on here. We're going to talk about what it is in this business. We're going to talk about every other thing that's going on in the business. New tracks, new music, y'all. So what I'm, as I leave here, y'all, I want, oh, big shout out to my girl, Teresa Hill. Teresa Hill Show every Friday night at 8 o'clock. Shouts out to my girl Tina Nelson in myhouse65.com who rediscovered DJ Intense, y'all. Y'all know what it is. Shouts out to my boy Hump the Grinder who doing Hair Wars, y'all. Shouts out to the legendary DJs, DJ Charles Hicks, you know what I'm saying, Darnell Small in the company. Y'all know, hey, look here, I got mad love and respect for all of our people. So it is what it is. Y'all know what it is. This your boy DJ Intense. Peace out. Have a good day. God bless.